In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today, the Gospel reading gives us a pretty stern warning at the end of the Gospel. And it says, "For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." So our words, in essence, can either make or break us. And to introduce what I'd like to speak to you today about, I'm going to read just an excerpt that I read on an article. It says, "Who am I? I have no respect for justice. I maim without killing. I break hearts and ruin lives. I am cruel and malicious and gather strength with age. The more I am quoted, the more I am believed. I flourish at every level of society. My victims are helpless. They cannot protect themselves against me because I have no name and no face. To track me down is impossible. The harder you try, the more elusive I become. I am nobody's friend. Once I tarnish a reputation, it is never the same. I topple governments and ruin marriages. I destroy careers and cause heartache and sleepless nights. I wreck churches and separate Christians. I spawn suspicion and generate grief, make innocent people cry on their pillows. Even my name hisses. I am," what do you guys think? "Gossip. I am gossip." That's what I'd like to speak with you guys today about, is gossip. And gossip is one of the many sins of the tongue. And quite frankly, I chose to speak about it because I think it's maybe the worst of all and the most dangerous of all. As you heard of some of the things that it causes in the excerpt that I read, it destroys our relationships with one another, and can be a source in itself of cause of division among the family, cause of division among the church, cause of division among your coworkers in society. It's probably one of the worst sins of the mouth that one can commit. And it's one of the most common, and it's often overlooked. Many of us don't confess about it, often don't even realize that we're doing it. And I know the guys are saying, "Oh, thank you, Abuna, I've been wanting to tell my wife this forever," or, "Thank you, Abuna, I wanted to tell my daughter this forever." But it's not gender specific. You know, the guys fall into it just like the girls. So I ask you, Yanni, my beloved, please consider the words as to ourselves and not to anybody else, because we can all fall in this this sin. And you know, the problem with gossip is that it's quickly told, it's quickly heard. People love to hear gossip. It's quickly spread. I think, you know, gossip is faster than the internet. I recall when I was going to announce that I was getting engaged, I told like three friends, and then before I even told anybody else, I got a phone call from New Jersey saying, you know, congratulations and this and that. And I'm like, I asked the news like 5 minutes ago. So the word spreads fast, and all of you know that, especially among our community. And you know, the worst part about all of it is that it's believed the most. You know, somebody we'd have to say, you know, "I swear to you, I did this and this and this." But then if you tell them a rumor about somebody or gossip about somebody, there's really no question. You just kind of believe it. So it's very dangerous. And St. James, in his letter, he warns us of the tongue. And he tells us how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is the fire, a world of iniquity. So like our tongue is like just a small little fire. I remember also reading an article about some of the fires in California, and there were, one of them started because, you know, a homeless guy was trying to, like, you know, light a cigarette or whatever it was, and then it fell from him and it caused the whole fire. So a whole forest fire. So just a small little spark or a match can destroy several thousands of acres of forest, and destroy several homes in the process. So gossip is the same way. Just a little bit of gossip can destroy our community, our relationships with one another, our relationships with our children, and our relationships with our spouses. So we all should be very careful. And in Proverbs, our father Solomon teaches us, "The words of a talebearer are like tasty trifles, and they go down into the inmost body. So a tasty trifle is like kind of like a cake, like a nice, you know, fruit cake of some sort. So gossip is like a big cake, a big fruit cake, or a big whatever kind of dessert that you like. If you like chocolate cake, then it's like a big double Dutch chocolate cake with ice cream on top, and it just looks delicious on the outside. And you can probably eat it, you know, anytime you see it. And then what happens if you eat so many of them? I've tried this before. I love ice cream, and I had too much ice cream, and my stomach hurt, and it was a miserable day for the rest of the day. And then I thought to myself, oh man, what am I going to do if I gain weight? And I didn't think about it at the time, but sure enough affected me later. So when we have these great desserts, we have to think about, you know, the stomach ache after, and then have to think about how am I going to get the pounds off that I just indulged in. So in the beginning, it looks great. It looks something enjoyable, but in the end, you know, it causes detriment to our bodies. So gossip kind of works the same way. So what are the problems with gossip? What are the violations that gossip does? The first is that gossip violates scripture. It's against God's commandment. For those of us who didn't know it, know that it is. In Leviticus 19, it says, you shall not go about as a talebearer among your people. So you shouldn't go just about, you know, telling tales about people, you know, whether it's true or false. We shouldn't go about, you know, just discussing other people's business. And also, in Romans chapter 1, St. Paul describes to us some of the sins that keep us from going into heaven, some of the sins that keep us from having a relationship with God or being united with Him. It says, I'm not going to read all of them, I'm just going to read the beginning and the part that's relevant. He says, and even as they do not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do things which are not fitting. Then he starts listing a list of sins that, if you look on the screen, they're listed there. But I just want to highlight where it says that they are whisperers and backbiters. So whisperers and backbiters are considered among those in the same class as sexually immoral, covetous, violent, proud, murderers. It's in the same kind of class. St. Paul mentions them. And then he says at the bottom, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death. And then the big warning, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. So you might say, yeah, Abuna, you know, I'm around people, you know, that gossip, and yeah, I might not say anything, or I might, you know, kind of think it in my head, but I'm there and I'm laughing because of it and things like that. This kind of encouragement kind of sends the message that, you know what, I approve of it. So approving of the gossip is also a sin in itself. So gossip is definitely a violation of scripture and of God's commandment. It's also a violation of a person's reputation who we're speaking about. And oftentimes when it's coming to gossip, we don't know all the facts. Typically we hear things that from other people that we can't verify, but we just, because maybe it sounds nice and it sounds a little spicy, we'll believe it. But we don't know the true facts. So we're basing our gossip on assumptions, not on facts. So we have to be careful of that, not to assume things about people, but, you know, if we're saying something, it should be fact. But that doesn't give us reason to say it. However, there are some cases where I have to speak about somebody. Some of you might say, okay, Abuna, then we can't speak about anybody. But there are some cases where we need to speak about people. For what purpose? For maybe the protection. Like if you're going to interview for a job, and they, you know, the manager, you know, says, okay, I need references. So you give him a reference, you know, people to call. And he goes and calls, you know, somebody, and this person says, yeah, he's a good person, he's a good worker, but he's got a bad mouth, or, you know, he'd say foul language quite often. This isn't gossip. Maybe this is just something, information that he needs to know about your character to see if you're going to work in the certain system. So maybe it's for the protection of his company. And same thing with us. You know, when we go to put our kids in any kind of maybe daycare or any kind of, you know, after school activity, we'll go and maybe we'll do a, you know, a check on those, you know, teachers or whoever's going to take care of our kids to make sure they're not sex offenders. So this thing is not gossiping, but it's for our own safety. So again, what is the intent of our gossip? You know, is it to hurt people, or is it to protect, you know, those who I've been entrusted with, our children? So when we speak about others, we should ask ourselves, what reason am I sharing this negative truth about somebody? Yes, knowing that this guy is a sex offender or this guy speaks foul language is true, but it's a negative truth. But why am I speaking the negative truth? Am I speaking of it to make him look bad, or am I speaking of it to protect myself? Or am I speaking of it for revenge? If I'm, you know, want to be revengeful of somebody, I tell somebody some negative truths about somebody. Yes, what you're saying might be true, but it's negative and might be hurtful as well. Or out of pressure, or making, I want to make myself look good, so I make everybody else look bad. I tell the negative things about other people, especially at work or at school. Or do I want to make other look people make other people look bad so I can justify myself, to make myself, you know, justify for how I acted or justify for my behavior? So gossip not only violates God's commandment, but it also violates the person whom we're speaking about. It's very detrimental to that person and to their reputation. It's almost like we're murdering this person's reputation, and he can't even defend himself. So it's like taking him to court, and he's not even there to defend himself. So let's be cautious of that. It also violates the person's reputation who's spreading it. I myself, who am spreading the rumor, am I myself, violates my own reputation. Many times, you know, we hear rumors, but we don't consider, okay, this person that's speaking rumors of me, what's going to stop him or her from speaking rumors about me? And we're supposed to be friends. He's telling me rumors about somebody else or bad things about somebody else. Who's going to stop him or her from speaking about me? You know, so, you know, we should be cautious that even when I spread rumors, it makes me look bad as well. It's just kind of like the old fable, the boy who cried wolf. You know, if the boy cries wolf and there's really no wolf, then when the wolf really comes, no one's going to believe him. So when we speak, we should speak in truth. So everything that comes out of our mouth is, you know, has that the credibility of truth with it. When I lie or when I, you know, spread rumors, then the things that proceed out of my mouth are not really credible. So gossip hurts. It's against God's commandment. It violates God's commandment. It violates the person we're speaking about. And also, it violates my own reputation as the one who might be spreading it. The gossip also affects the listener. It also violates the listener. How so? It impairs their judgment. Oftentimes, when we hear some kind of gossip in our ear, and maybe we don't know the person, somebody came new to the church and we hear some gossip about this particular person, then our idea of this person becomes formed in our mind. So we'll see that person, and even if, you know, we don't know him, but we heard this gossip, we would make the information that I heard fit this person. You know, so if somebody says, yes, you know, this person such and such just came, you know, or this person just came maybe from Egypt or whatever, and I say, oh, you know, this person has an anger problem. And I'm like, oh, really? Yeah, he's got an anger problem. So the next time I see that person, you know, if I see him, you know, whatever, like hitting his watch, you know, on the side of the table, like, yeah, see, he's got an anger problem. We don't know if his watch is broken and he's trying to fix it. But we try to fit whatever it is that we heard on that person. So it really affects the listener very so much so. And actually, it's the same thing that happened to Saul. When David caught Saul in the cave in 1 Samuel chapter 24, David, you know, his men kind of told him, yes, you should kill Saul because, you know, this is the day that God has delivered him into your hand. And then David, you know, kind of felt bad and he said, I can't. So he just took a part of his garment, Saul's garment, and cut it off. And then after he revealed it to Saul and said, you know, I could have killed you, I have your garment here. It said that David said to Saul, why do you listen to the words of men who say, indeed, David seeks your harm? Look this day, your eyes have seen that the Lord delivered you today into my hand in the cave, and someone urged me to kill you, but my eye spared you. And I said, I will not stretch out my hand against the Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. So the people that were around Saul told him, or you know, spread rumors that David was trying to kill him and try to overthrow him. This isn't true. Actually, David was serving Saul, and he called him master, and he called him Lord, and he called him father, all these things. So all these things weren't true, but the people around Saul made him believe that. So we have to be careful as being, you know, if we're these tale bearers, we have to be careful that it affects our listeners and maybe makes them make false judgments. So it brings upon us our head sin and also upon their head sin. So we should be careful of that. So how do we deal with gossip? The gospel gives us several ways to deal with it. The first, we should try to avoid gatherings that are prone to gossiping. If I know that these particular people that I hang out with always gossip, maybe you should limit your exposure to them. Our teacher Solomon tells us in Proverbs, "He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with the one who flatters with his lips." So he tells us, "Do not associate with them." So limit your exposure to those who all they do when they're with you is just, you know, talk about people. So the first is to avoid the gathering. The second is to remain silent, is don't comment. You know, people are gossiping around you. Make it known that you're not comfortable with this situation. And how do you do that? You just don't comment. And oftentimes they'll say, okay, but Abuna, they pull me into the conversation. Don't comment. You know, just kind of look away, look down. Just say, no, I don't want to get involved in this. And try to change the subject or don't comment at all. So remain silent. In the wisdom of Sirach, it says, there is a man who is silent because he has no answer, and there is a man who is silent because he knows when to speak. So knowing when to speak. Gossiping is not the time to speak. So we should first avoid maybe the gatherings. Remain silent. Third is we should maybe try to cover for them. Try to cover for the victim. So if somebody's gossiping about somebody, we should try to cover them. Make excuses for them. You know, hey guys, we don't know what this person's going through. Maybe he had a bad day. Maybe he got in, you know, an argument. Maybe, you know, he just heard some sad news. We don't know why people got upset and why they act the way they do. We don't know all the facts. So instead of, you know, spreading rumors about somebody's character and destroying somebody's reputation, let's, you know, try to cover for them. Make excuses for them. Say, you know, this person, you know, might be sick. Maybe he lost somebody in the family. Maybe he, you know, is upset for whatever reason. So let's make excuses for them instead of, you know, spreading these false rumors. As Proverbs also says, he who covers a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates friends. So if we're being as the body of Christ and we're supposed to be united together as one body, then we should love each other by covering for each other. You know, it's just like in a football game, you have the quarterback who, you know, takes and snaps the ball, and all the people in the front line, all their duty is to cover for the quarterback so no one hurts them. So this is our job for my fellow brethren in the body of Christ, is to protect them from the outside, from the, you know, the enemy, from the Satan, and from all his, you know, evil traps, and from other people that are gossiping. So we need to put a stop to it. We need to cover for the victims. So we should first try to avoid the gatherings. Second, we should try to remain silent. Third, we should try to cover for them. Second is to try spreading positive rumors. When the definition of gossip actually says that it's just, you know, spreading of personal or sensitive information. But usually when we hear the word gossip, it's negatively interpreted, that we think, yes, it's negative. But has anybody ever tried to spread something positive about somebody? And so when somebody comes and says, this person did such and such and such bad, which you can turn around and say, yeah, but you know what? They did this good. They have this good quality of this, you know, and remember, you know, he did with me one time, or she did with me one time a favor, or, you know, helped me out in a time where I was really in need. You know, so say something positive about that person. And I'll tell you what, if I ever heard somebody, you know, or if you ever hear somebody speaking gossip negatively about you, you might think of them, you know, in an ill manner. But if you ever hear somebody, you know, like outside of the fact, saying that, you know, this person or said something of me that's a good quality, that might even strengthen my relationship with that person. So if you want to build your relationships, you know, compliment the positive things in your friends and spread those around each other. Yes, maybe not say them to their face, lest they get puffed up, but you can, you know, tell the friends about them to strengthen that bond between you and your friends that you're saying it to, and also between the person that you're speaking of. So as gossip separates, you know, complimenting and saying positive rumors about each other helps to keep us bound together. So try spreading maybe positive rumors about each other. The fifth thing is to keep yourself busy with your own affairs. As the old saying goes, an idle mind is the devil's playground. So if I'm sitting around doing nothing, then I'm, you know, devil saying, ah, let's keep this guy busy. Let's spread rumors, or let him start rumors, or whatever it might be. So we must keep ourselves busy with our own affairs. And actually, St. Paul told Timothy, he says, and besides, they learned to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but also gossiping and busybodies, saying such things as they ought not. So here he's speaking, in this particular passage, he's speaking about the young widows. So he's speaking about them, the widows who are young or still young. He's saying to them that they go about idle, wandering about from house to house, not only idle, but also gossiping and busybodies, saying things which are not ought to, which they not ought not to. Therefore, I desire that the younger widows marry, bear children, manage the house, give no opportunity to the adversary to speak reproachfully. So he's saying about the young widows. Yes, maybe St. Paul said before that it's better not to marry when you're a widow. But he's saying regarding the young widows, because they're active, they still have time, you know, and he told them instead of for them to use that energy negatively and it's about speaking about other people, he told them let them marry, let them bear children, bear responsibility, manage their house, basically to occupy their time, to make sure their time is occupied so they don't go about, you know, with nothing to do except for talking about other people. So keeping ourselves busy is a good thing. You know, sitting around home, playing on the computer, the internet, watching TV, talking, chatting to your friends, you know, online, whether it be online or on the phone or whatever, you know, just keep yourself busy, not get idle. When you're idle, then, you know, leaves yourself open to gossiping. The last thing is, if you happen to hear gossip or something negative about somebody, don't repeat it. Don't repeat it. So, as Proverbs also tells us, a tale bearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. So if I'm faithful to my friendship with somebody, or if I'm faithful to Christ as a Christian, to obey his commandment, as we said, this is against God's commandment. If I'm a faithful member in the body of Christ, then I won't reveal something negative about somebody. I won't repeat the matter to anybody, even if it is true. But if it's negative and it's not going to be beneficial in any way, don't repeat it. Keep it to yourself, and then try to forget about it. Again, just to summarize what we spoke about, we said gossip violates Scripture. It violates the person's reputation whom we're speaking of. It violates the reputation of the person spreading it, him or herself, and also violates the listener's impression, whoever it is that's hearing what we're gossiping about. And how do we deal with gossip? We try to avoid the gatherings that are prone to gossiping. We try to show no interest in the conversation or just remain silent. Three, make excuses for them. Try to cover for them. Four, try to spread positive rumors. Try something positive, spreading something positive, and watch what happens and you know how your relationships will strengthen. Keep yourself busy with matters of with your own matters, and finally, do not repeat any of the negative matters that you hear about anybody else. May God grant us all this courage to stand up to this very strong sin that plagues all of society, plagues maybe all of our relationships. May God grant us strength to overcome it and to confess it when we fall into this sin. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.